Okay. I'd like to call the meeting of the Pacifica National Board Governance Committee to order. It is, let's see, 8:11 Eastern Standard Time, and can we go to a roll call?
Grace Aaron?
Here.
Lydia Brazon? Jim Brown?
Here.
Stacey Bird?
Here.
Cade Campbell? Mark Hernandez? Bob Lederer?
Here.
R. Paul Martin? Here. Rosalinda Montez Palacios?
Present.
Richard Phelps? George Ryder? Doreen Roberts? Julie Rodriguez?
Here.
Wendy Schroll?
Here.
Deb Shafto? Okay, we have eight. That's a quorum.
Okay, thank you, R. Paul. So in terms of agenda, what I know that we have our approval of the last minute that needs to be taken care of. And then most importantly, what I wanted to do was kind of get a status update of where the working groups are at. I know that there were a couple of referrals or assignments that were given to the working groups, so I want to see if they've convened and kind of just a quick status report of where we're at with the certain issues and if there's any action that we as a committee need to move on this evening. So those were the two major things that I had. And the other, sorry, the third one was also, it was my understanding that KPFT was going to be relooking, their LSB was going to be reviewing the Ken Freeland issue, and so if there are any updates that change his status, that was also something that I know had been previously on our plate, but was still, I guess it was still working through at the local station board level. So those were the three items that I had on the agenda for this evening.
Are we going to do, are we approving the agenda, or are we just?
I think
well,
that
yeah,
was,
we got to.
Okay.
We have to
that
probably.
Action, so I don't know if folks have additions or any comments or things that they would like to remove from the agenda, but I feel like that's kind of our, that those are some of the most pertinent issues that I'm aware of.
Hi, this is Richard Phelps checking in, and I'd like to add something to the agenda.
Okay.
It seems to me that this organization has a real problem listening to the PNB meeting the other night about dealing with the issues of what should be done in executive session and what shouldn't be. And my analysis of that with our bylaws and the law that exists tells me we err often. And we should be an organization that's, you know, designed for transparency whenever possible, and I think oftentimes we don't. We default the other way, which I think is completely wrong. Anyway, I'd like to have us discuss and develop a policy statement on that to be sent to the PNB because they blow it very often, in my opinion.
And let me understand, you're saying that we should draft a policy or statement governing that would sort of govern when executive sessions are called or in what form they're called? I don't understand.
Right. And I'll give you an example. The other night there was an issue about director's inspection rights, and they went into executive session. They voted to go to executive session. It was the only thing that was going to be talked about was the applicability of somebody being allowed to do that.
I see.
The issues that they were going to investigate were not going to be discussed because it had to do with donors, and the donors' lists weren't there, so no donors' names are going to be exposed. It was basically a political discussion, and they punted. And I think that's, you know, that's acting like bourgeois corporations when you do that. Our people have a right to know political decisions that are made and the arguments by who, you know, that make them.
Okay.
The issue, Richard, was over a legal question, and they didn't want to discuss the legal question publicly, and they had to discuss it in executive session.
There was no legal issue there with us being sued by anybody.
But actually, if I could just interject, I don't want to get into a discussion and kind of rehash the PMB meeting at this point.
Right.
Richard, I think that, you know, your agenda item, rather than putting it on this agenda, what I would like to recommend is that we put it on the next agenda. But in the meantime, that you and you know, with others, I think, input, including, you know, folks that are on the PNB, begin to draft up what that motion would look like so that we have something concrete on the table to discuss. Because my experience in working with Pacifica over the past few years is that unless we have something concrete on the table, then discussion just kind of happens at length and sort of in exhaustion, and we don't really move towards any action. So I would like to recommend that, and I will definitely put that on the next agenda for next month, but that we have a concrete resolution that then we review. And if you could send that to the PACGov listserv prior to our next meeting, that way we have time to digest and to maybe even have some back and forth via email, in terms of looking at then, you know, what the final draft that comes before the committee. Because, again, I just, without having something concrete in front of me, I think it's a really important issue that we need to discuss, but without having that concrete, without having something concrete to then amend or to adapt or to tweak, I think that we have a tendency to just talk and talk and talk. And I know I'm on somewhat of a tight schedule this evening, and so I would just like to recommend that that we do that.
Madam Chair, may I request that we that you tell me the three agenda items again so I can write them down? Also, before we do that, I've just gotten an email from Mark Hernandez. He's going to try to get on to this, but he has an appointment that he has to be at, and so if he gets on at all, he'll be late.
Okay, thank you for that update. And yes, the three agenda items again were approval of last month's minutes. The second agenda item was a report back from each of the working groups. And then the third item was just a status update on Ken Freeland in regards to any of the KPFT LSB actions.
Julie, this is Bob.
Yes, Bob.
Yeah, I have three agenda items to propose, all of which are time sensitive. The first one concerns the question of the committees of inclusion and how they are to coordinate nationally. And I have a motion on that. The second is about the bylaws amendment that's already been proposed by six directors concerning at-large directors. It has to do with the timetable around that amendment, not the substance of it. And the third one has to do with the question of a possible bylaws amendment about election timetables, LSB election timetables.
Come on.
Someone mute. I believe it's star six.
Okay. Yeah.
I was finished, Julie. That's it.
Okay, man. You both.
Okay, Art Paul, did you get those three items?
Let me read them back here. Committees of inclusion, coordinating nationally, bylaws amendment already proposed, the timetable, and possible bylaws amendment about LSB election timetable.
What is it, 8:20, you probably...
Can I ask a question? Bob, have you put forth any of the wording on any of this stuff, or are we supposed to just do it tonight?
I have motions on all
yeah,
three of these items.
Can you send them out email-wise?
Sure. Sure.
My thing couldn't be put up because it wasn't prepared ahead of time. So
no, I'm sorry. I just wrote them out a few minutes ago. But I'll send them out
gears.
Now. I'll send them out now.
So, okay, and I think if we can make this part of our general practice, whatever motions we're bringing before the committee, that we send out beforehand so that folks have a chance to read them and digest them. I know sometimes that, you know, people are working up until the minute of when they're presented at the committee, so I can understand that. But where possible and when possible, if we can get that language and info to the rest of the committee beforehand, so again, we have time to digest and, you know, ask questions via email or cover some of the more time-consuming things that tend to happen in committee meetings.
Right, and Julie, I mean, we have to point out that this meet, so far we've only elected to meet once a month, and so to hear on the 29th, well, the 30th day that we have, I mean, you just said
three agenda items that were going to take a few minutes, and now it's going to be a three-hour meeting. So
I have an agenda item to address. Set meeting dates, since we haven't technically done that. We, in fact, had a motion at the last meeting that we meet on the third Thursday, and then we adjourned. So we don't actually have that set, and if we could, I think we really should set when we're going to meet formally.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I thought that was, I was under the impression that we came to the understanding that it would be the third Thursday because it fit in line with when other committee meetings were. We weren't in conflict with anyone.
That was my understanding.
We did it by email, though, and I don't think we actually ratified it.
Yeah, we have to do it publicly.
Okay. I'll go ahead and put that on. So, I mean, I think we'll get through what we can get through this evening, but if some of this does spill over to the next meeting, then that's something that we'll need to deal with. But if there aren't any other agenda items to add, then I'd like to go ahead and or I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Well, okay. Could I suggest that the setting meeting dates, since it's going to be pretty fast and easy but necessary, that we do that right after the minutes?
Sounds good.
Okay. All right. What I have then is that the what I have is, pardon me, I'm typing as I'm talking. All right, I have an agenda which is approval of March 12th minutes, set meeting dates, report back from working groups, status update on Ken Freeland regarding KPFT actions, committees of inclusion coordinating nationally, bylaws amendment already proposed, timetable, possible bylaws amendment about LSB election timetables, and I've included new business since you're always required to have new business.
Okay. So it's been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Don't need a second in committee.
Oh, that's right. Thank you for that. Are there any objections? Okay, hearing none, then let's go to approval of the minutes. Thank you so much, R. Paul, for getting those out to folks. Is there any question or discussion around approval of the minutes? If not, then I will entertain a motion to approve.
I move to approve the minutes of the March 12th meeting.
Okay, so moved. Are there any objections to approving the minutes? All right, hearing none, then we will go into the regular time for meetings. What was proposed by, I believe, the committee as a whole, because we did a survey to see what would work best for folks, is the third Thursday of every month. So I will now entertain a motion to set our regular meeting schedule.
So moved.
Who just moved it?
Wendy.
Okay, so it's been moved that the Governance Committee meet on the third Thursday of every month. Are there any objections? Okay, hearing none, so moved. The third agenda item that we have is a report back from the working groups to identify what issues each of the working groups are working on, if they've convened, and you know, if there's any action currently for the committee to take on. So I don't know where we want to start. And it seems to me, Bob, like some of your bylaws, motions might come under the bylaws working group, if I'm not mistaken.
The working group of one?
The bylaws working group. Is that where your motions are coming out of, Bob, or no?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm actually... One of my two motions actually is to direct the working group to work on a particular issue.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then let's start with the report back from the working groups then. Do we have anything from the bylaws working group?
Okay.
Okay. Is there, in terms of who's on the working group, is there someone that would like to step up and take responsibility for convening that working group?
Actually, we already, Madam Chair, it's our poll. We already have a convener for that, and I think we were waiting for the committee to meet or something, I guess. I'm not sure. Let me scroll down here. Bylaws. George Ryder is the convener.
Right.
Okay. George, is that something that you can work on convening in the next couple of weeks, especially since there may be some new directives coming out of this meeting for the bylaws working group?
I don't think he's on the call. I can do what
that's
I can.
Right. I'm sorry. I'm talking to myself now. Okay.
I'll see what I can do to put a fire under him, unless you guys want to pick somebody else. I don't know. But
well, I mean, I can send out an email as well tomorrow just to the whole PACGov group, reminding folks that we need to get the working groups up and running, and, you know, naming who the conveners are as long as I know them. I know now that George is the convener for the bylaws.
I can give a report.
What was that?
This is Wendy. I can give a report on the what I'm going to say is that I signed up for, I think, four of the working groups, or maybe just three. And I hadn't gotten anything about anybody convening any of them. So, but the one that I did sign up for and Lydia appointed me convener of is the Code of Conduct Working Group, so I'll just give my little report. I tried, the people that were, that volunteered to be on the committee were Rosalinda, Deb Shapto, A.C. Byrd, Grace Aaron, and Bob Lederer. So I sent emails to all of them in like 8 or 9 days in advance of the date that I decided to pick. And then I issued a reminder, and I didn't get any response from anybody about, and I think I did it three times, and I didn't get any response, but you know, I convened the meeting, and I was very excited that Bob Lederer showed up on the phone. Thank you, Bob. And so anyway, so I did write something and send it to the governance committee. But we didn't have a meeting. We just sort of talked to each other for a few minutes and then hung up the phone. But we threw out a date, which at the beginning of this call I asked people while we were waiting to get on the phone, the ones that had signed up for this committee, if they could do Tuesday, May 16th at 8 o'clock Eastern, and we seemed to have some consensus. One of the four wasn't there, but, we had all four on the phone. No, Deb wasn't there, but I can reach her as well. So, and AC didn't weigh in, but Rosalinda, Grace, and Bob seemed to think that that Tuesday the 16th of May, and I do, it would be an okay date. So that's when we're going to try and meet. So what we're charged with is, you know, the Pacifica, different stakeholders in Pacifica have asked for some kind of a standard by which people in the organization conduct themselves, and they think it should be universal across all five stations. So we're going to try and work on that. And that's my report. We're going to meet again in a couple weeks.
Wait, what was that last thing you broke up on my phone? You wanted to make the same at all stations?
That is one charge that we have been asked to do. We were asked this by Dan Coughlin. We were asked this. I believe Greg Guma has said it. I believe members of the National Board have said it, too. They want some kind of a standard that to just to help everybody to get along better. If we know this is how you're supposed to act, then it might help. We're going to take a stab at it. That's all I can tell you. We're going to try and come up with something to submit to the National Board.
Okay, great. Thanks, Wendy, too, for working with folks on this call to spend a day and get things rolling. I know that there's been some previous work that's been done, and you having been part of the PNB the previous 2 years, do you still have some of those files? I know I have, I think I have like a couple of them. that I can send over to you if you think that that'll be helpful so you aren't starting from scratch or if you
I
don't
think it would be very helpful. In fact, one of the questions I asked Bob while I had him on the phone, because I wasn't on the PMB Governance Committee last year, and I knew there was a Code of Conduct Working Group, and so I asked him, you know, what work had been done on that working group, and he said it actually wasn't ever really convened last year either. So I'm also interested to know if people...
Well, I mean, I think there were two of us on it.
Okay. Well, Grace, I would love to hear what you have.
Well, it was just we put together a little rough draft of a code of conduct, and I can email it to you. I think I emailed it to the group once before. I have to find it.
Okay, well, I'm new to the group, and I know that people at KPFT have done an awful lot of work on this as well. So I will, and Deb Shapto is one of the main people, and she's on the committee. So that's awesome.
Oh, okay. Well, great. Then you all aren't having to start from square one, hopefully.
We can get the people there, which will be great when that happens.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Wendy, for the update. Who is the next convener? We had bylaws, we had code of conduct.
And that's in the minutes we just approved, so...
It was a policy and procedures working group, but Mark Hernandez was the convener. He's not here, and I'm on that committee. He didn't call anybody or send anything out, so I don't know what's going on with it.
Okay, and Mark is the convener?
That's what it says.
Right.
Julie, this is Bob.
Okay, then I will... you know, similar to George, who is in regular contact with Mark? Is anyone on the phone that could also offer a nudge? I'll also send an email out, but just so that we can kind of get this moving. Or would you all prefer to name a new convener?
I'm Julie. This is Wendy. I think that since there's been so little discussion amongst any of us in the time since we had that first meeting and now, that a reminder would be in order before we just give up on these people. I don't know. We had a contracts committee that Serene was going to convene. We had this bylaws one. We had the policies and procedure one that Mark was going to convene. Code of conduct. I guess that's it. But, you know, I think they should have another chance. I don't know.
Okay. And Serene's not on the call either?
Right.
Okay. So then that's the other contracts one. So, yeah, it was my understanding that the working groups hadn't convened yet. And, you know, I will definitely send out a reminder tomorrow asking folks to convene within the next 2 weeks and definitely prior to our next meeting so that we can have a status report and an update on the things that they're working on.
Julie, this is Bob.
Bob?
I'd just like to have my name added to the policies and procedures group. Just as a member, not as a convener.
Okay.
And this is Jim Brown. I'd like to volunteer for the Code of Conduct Committee.
Cool.
Okay. And, Arpal, can I ask you for a favor? Can you send out, with the two new additions, just the roster of who's on each of the working groups?
Send it out again. Yeah, it's in the minutes that we have right now, and I can certainly
just thinking that. You know what I'll do is when I put out the reminder, I'll copy and paste that into it. Just so that
Julie, your signal's breaking up. We can hardly hear you.
Sorry, can you hear me now?
Not much better.
It's a bit better.
Hello.
Oh, you're getting worse.
Okay.
Oh, my.
Now we can't hear at all.
Okay, this is, your signal is much worse now.
Gone.
They're gone at this point.
That's called worse.
Yeah.
Much worse.
If she's on one of those wireless phones, you need to be close to the base.
Okay, well, let's just continue then. What were we discussing? What was she discussing? I had a hard time hearing her.
We were just finalizing the rosters for the four
for the four committees.
Okay, so was that complete?
I believe so.
Okay, so
you guys,
do you want to move on?
Can I just? I think I want to take back what I just said about how
we shouldn't name Julie.
Sorry about that, y'all. So what I was just saying is that what I'll do is when I send out the reminder tomorrow, I'll just cut and paste the roster into that. That way folks know exactly what committees they're on, and then the conveners are clear on who they are.
Hey, Julie. I was just thinking, you know, I'm looking at, like, this bylaws list. There's, like, seven people on it. And we haven't heard from George Ryder in this entire time, so and now we've got all this bylaw stuff that Bob wants to talk about. I mean, I'm wondering if maybe I was too hasty to say you shouldn't name another convener.
Well,
or we could say something like, you know, if you don't convene within 2 weeks, then somebody else on the committee can just go ahead and convene, or I don't know.
Zarpal, I think you did send something out saying, gee, should we meet or something? And I know I said maybe we should wait for the committee to meet because we were, I think we were still up in the air on when this was going to meet at that time. So
okay,
that may have something to do with it. I think I wasn't the only one who said that. But,
all right, well, and I'll call him if that's what you guys, if we want to try that. I volunteered to call him.
Okay, thanks, Wendy, for taking that on.
Julie, can I have a point of information?
Yes.
Did we take roll, and do we have a quorum?
Yes,
take
okay.
roll, and yes, we do have a quorum.
Okay.
Thank you for that reminder. Okay, so if we don't have any further reports from the working groups, let's move into the COI National Coordination. Bob, you said you have a motion to present to us.
Julie. You did say that you wanted some kind of update on Ken Freeland. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but I can tell you that he's still on the board. Is that what?
Yeah, that was pretty much it, because I was under the impression that you all were going to be voting, or that there was a motion before the KPFT LSB as to whether or not to remove Ken, and I wasn't sure what the status of that was.
Okay, I'll just tell you... that
but he's still on the board. I mean, I guess
been
that's,
that, that's been noticed to happen in 30 days.
Okay.
And so there have been no changes on the KPFT LSB as of right now. We had a very weird, frustrating meeting last night, but and there's, you know, all kinds of machinations going on who's going to resign, and I expect that to be handled. But I have nothing to report right now.
Okay.
Good.
Thanks, Wendy.
Okay.
All right. Why don't we move into then that COI National Coordination? August, you want to start?
Okay, thanks. All right. So during the PNB meeting at the end of March, there was a motion to reconstitute an ad hoc committee that had existed the last, I guess, year and a half, which was of the director from each of the five COIs constituted this ad hoc national COI in order to promote communication among the COIs and coordination and any proposals to make to the PNB, because, of course, I guess everyone here knows each COI is actually directly a committee of the PNB. So this is an effort to have some coordination and kind of speak with one voice to the extent they could reach consensus. So that was offered as like a renewal motion to just do it again this year. And people said the board voted to refer this to this committee to look at whether that was the best structure. So,
did they tell us?
Excuse me?
Did they tell us?
Did they
tell refer
us
it to us?
There are problems with minutes. I can't. So anyway, that's that. I spoke actually to the board chair, Dave Adelson, this evening, and also to the chair last year of the National Committee of Inclusion, Ray LaForest. And actually, Dave had a very interesting idea, which I've now sent to you in the form of a motion, which I think is a really good way to handle this. And I'll just read it, and then I can explain the rationale. The PNB Governance Committee recommends that the PNB create an inclusion working group consisting of 5 representatives, one elected by each Signal Area Committee of Inclusion, in order to communicate about and coordinate their work and to prepare and offer policy recommendations to the PNB. The working group shall observe the open meetings and notice requirements for PNB committees included in Article 8, Section 5 of the bylaws. That's the motion. And the idea is that, and maybe Julie can address this because she was on the committee last year, that it had a lot of problems convening because the 5 directors on it were all extremely busy on various committees besides serving on the PNB, and it was just difficult time-wise. So by having this kind of structure, it's more directly the 5 committees, each of the 5 committees would choose the person that they both want to represent them, but also the person that has the most time to be on national conference calls. And that may or may not be a director. In some Signal areas it might be, in others it might be an LSB member. And that could produce a group, hopefully, that would be the most committed to really staying in touch with each other and working out joint policy recommendations. So that's basically the idea in a nutshell. But I just want to emphasize that this is very time sensitive because right now there is no structure to coordinate this work, and there's various ideas for different things that should be moving forward to improve inclusion of different underrepresented communities throughout the network. And so we need some kind of structure to make sure that that happens beyond the local level. So that's what my motion is trying to accomplish.
Okay, thanks, Bob. I just would like to add, as a former member of the COI, that, yeah, what Bob had mentioned was definitely the case. I think the COI is a really important committee of the board, not that, you know, all committees aren't important, but in particular, as we look at some of the motions that have been passed at the PNB that have not been implemented, including anti-oppression and diversity training at each of the stations, the issue around the National Spanish Language Programming. I mean, these types of things are things that the COI can help to just, you know, follow up with and ensure that they're taking place and provide support and coordination. And so I think it would be really important to get a committee that has the time and ability to dedicate to this. I know that there are folks within our LSB that are very passionate about this, that would be eager and willing to commit, that aren't, you know, overburdened with some of the duties of the PNB and of many other committees. So I would just like to, put my 2 cents in favor of the motion.
Julie, this is Wendy.
I
know that you guys probably all know this, but this COI has been a really confusing part of the whole structure that we have now. I'm in support. I've always said this. In fact, I think I was one of the people who said, you know, they need to talk to each other because nobody really knows what they're doing. I mean, at a place like KPFT, then we say, okay, your charge is to make sure that everybody's included, you know, to solve all these problems of representation and programming and board representation. I mean, it's people, they're fairly isolated, and the way they're elected is a little crazy, too, in that the delegates have to elect the COI representatives, and so I think, is it 2 directors from each area plus 1 director plus 2 LSB members? But then, like, at our station, anybody can be on it. They welcome anybody who wants to be on it. So then it's like we go through these bitter elections, you know, and not bitter, but, you know, it's like there's an election, you know, for directors, and there's an election for LSB members. And then we say, but, you know, if you lose in those elections, you can still be on the committee because we want as many people as we can get. So this whole COI thing has been, and the fact that even the places where the people are the most passionate about the charges of the committee or have their own ideas about what it should do, they don't even I don't know that they're all meeting at all the stations. So I agree that there needs to be some coordination. Okay, so the way it was last year, are you reminding me that it was the people that we got finally and well into the year to meet, I think it was once or twice only, on the phone. It was the directors from each Signal area that were supposed to be the national representatives, not the chair of the committee?
Right.
Yeah, it was the directors.
Okay. All I'm trying to say is that this whole thing needs a whole lot of work, and you know, I don't think I have a problem with the motion, but I mean, I encourage this committee. Well, I want everybody to do this, you know.
Julie, this is Jim Brown. I'm reading the motion. I think it's a good motion. I think it would give us an opportunity to get those people together so that the discussion that Wendy's talking about can take place. I think if we have each, and I know I'll take it back to my LSB, to make sure that a member from our community, our Committee of Inclusion, is on this committee. Would that do it if we each do that and we each commit to making sure that that one of our members are on it so that we have the five people that they are proposing here?
Yeah, and I think the difference between what was implemented last year and what this would carry out is that it doesn't have to be a PNB director, that it can be anyone. It can be, you know, the LSB, any of the LSB members that are part of that.
That's my understanding. I'm looking at this and I'm thinking that that's the case.
Yeah.
I have one more thing that I forgot to say is that I don't see how five can do it either. I mean, are any of these?
I think it's a start.
Yeah. Do the other stations have, you know, 20 people on their Committee of Inclusion?
No, we only have four people on ours, on KPFK.
Ours is like that, too, even though people really care about this. Nobody understands the charge of the committee, I think.
Well, I think this group here can help add some focus and direction to it once we get them together.
Yeah,
I wish it was, too.
Question on this, if I may. all right, the motion is to create a working group. This is a working group of the PNB. Because usually what we have is we have committees and working groups of committees. So calling it a working group makes that it's under what?
Julie, can I answer?
Yeah, go ahead, Bob. Sorry, and you should probably facilitate these questions more than I right now.
The name working group is just kind of chosen to say it's not officially a committee of the PNB because it's a coordinating body for five existing committees. So we can call it whatever we like, but it's not a new committee. It's a method to have the five existing committees work together and speak with one voice.
That's my understanding also.
Julie, this is Wendy. I'd like to offer an amendment.
Paul, did you have additional questions?
The other part of my question would be,
and then you, Wendy, when he's done.
Thank you.
And this would be, this would involve just teleconferences or email things. It's not that we're going to take the five people and physically transport them to different places around the country.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you.
My amendment.
May I just add something, too? This particular group, this is Jim. This particular working group, when they come together, would it be to our advantage to sort of offer some sense of direction for them in terms of what we ask them to do? So some idea of how to at least approach this?
Can I answer, Julie? Okay, I guess I'll go ahead. Well, the way I was seeing it is, like last year, it would be the initiative of the people who comprise the group as to what they think the priority should be. I mean, the bylaws are more specific about the role of this committee than any other committee. So I agree with other people who said there's things that are unclear about it, but I think that unclarity can be best resolved by the people doing the work at the local level comparing notes. And then they'll say, you know, well, what do we think is our priority as a national coordinating body and as a report-back body for the PNB? So rather than any outside body trying to give them direction, I think let them propose a direction, and then the PNB might disagree if they want, but let's let the initiative come from the bottom up.
Okay, that's good. My whole thing is that so that we don't have the same confusion that we had last year, could we suggest to them that they look at what's in the bylaws and start working from there?
Well,
rather than
we...
just trying to come off the top of their head with some sense of direction and something that may take forever for people to agree upon.
I mean, I don't object to that per se. It seems like common sense that any committee that's defined in the bylaws, the very first thing they need to do is look at what the bylaw says their job is and then figure out what the priorities are within that. So it just seems a little unnecessary to add that. But, you know, if you think
I'm
important,
we could
add
that.
So
that we don't run into what we ran into last year with nothing getting done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Julie's gone. So I'm just going to...
Well, we have a vice chair who could chair while Julie's gone.
Go ahead. Wendy, were you...
Oh, you're back. Or you're there. Good. Okay. My amendment, just what I'm thinking is that I wonder if it might be better to send two from each station in order to preserve the IRV, the different opinions on each committee, if there are any. I don't know if there are any on COI, but it just seems like sending your... most popular member, and then I'm assuming that all of the different committees are going to really listen to what these people say, and so I wonder if it might be better to send two from each station, unless two didn't want to do it, I guess. So that's my amendment. I amend it to be two from each station.
Julie, I'd like to be on the stack. It's Richard.
Point of order. You would have to then also amend it to be a total of 10.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Richard.
Well, I would agree with Wendy. I think also that way if one person from the group can't make it, then that station will still be represented at the meetings. And I think, let's face it, anything we are discussing, there's always going to be different ideas and different thoughts. And I think it's better to have two because that way if there are two different, opinions at a LSB, then, or maybe three or four, but at least you can have some balance. Otherwise, if you just pick one, what you're going to get is somebody that represents the majority view, but, the minority view might be the better one. Who knows?
Exactly. Can I get on the stack, Serene? Go ahead, Serene.
Yeah, this group is mainly going to be coordinating the work of the local committees, sharing ideas about what has worked for them, what hasn't worked for them. So I don't think it needs to be a 10-person body in order to exchange that kind of information. Part of the problem with creating the larger the body, the more difficult it then becomes to actually make quorum and sometimes to get stuff done. The COIs are still going to be meeting locally, and people have an opportunity to become involved in that work. So, it's not as though if you can't get onto this particular coordinating group that you can't do anything at all. So, I don't think we need to prepare it as though it's a committee. I think five people is fine. Just keep it, let them get to work.
Hi, Willie.
Hello.
Hello.
Is Julie still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Did someone jump on the call?
Actually, I'm
on. Sounds like Richard talking to somebody else. Look, can I say another thing?
Yeah, hold on one second. Was there anyone else who hasn't spoken that wanted to be on the stack?
All right, bye.
Okay, go ahead, Wendy.
There seems to be some consensus, I was just going to say there's strength in numbers, and this issue of racism, inclusion, and everything that is entailed in that is something that is definitely very much before the national board and the network. And so I can't see how excluding an additional person from each station is going to help that. We need to, even no matter what we come up with in any venue, we need to have buy-in from everybody. And so it doesn't help to... elect your most popular person to these different things. I think there should be two.
This is Jim Brown. May I
go ahead, and then I'd like to bring the discussion to a close because I think we are near consensus. Go ahead.
It wasn't my understanding that you're going to be electing the most popular person. I thought that it would be someone who could act as a coordinator to help collect information, to help bring information together, and help prepare recommendations to the PNB from the various committees in the signal areas. I didn't think that we were talking about getting someone who's actually going to do the work. The work is going to be done by the committees in the various areas, signal areas. And these five people, I thought, my understanding was that to just to coordinate the work, not to actually do the work. Is that understanding? Am I missing something?
Bob?
Billy, it's Richard. I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay, hold on one sec, Bob.
I think that's a fair summary. It is about coordination, exchanging ideas, and offering suggestions to the PNP.
With information from the various committees.
From the five COIs locally.
Exactly.
From the bottom up.
That's it.
Okay, and Richard, were you finished, Jim?
Yeah, and what I'm saying is that I don't see 10 people doing it. I see one person from each area being the one to do that.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, go ahead, Richard, and then I'm gonna.
Okay, I just want to touch on something. You know, coordination, any kind of thing, you're bringing forward information. People see things through their own eyes and their own politics. And so what that group may say, these are four important things, and that one person might think that one's more important than the other. You never know. But if you have two people, you have a balance. This is a very touchy area, you know. And I think what Wendy said is really true, and I think it just makes more sense. Blythe, what if you know, one person from each station can't make it to that meeting? Then you've got three people talking about coordination of a five-people group. And if you have two, then if one of them misses, at least you'll have somebody there and they can report back. But I don't know. It really seems to me that a subject like this, we need to take it very seriously and make it happen in its most productive and fair and open, transparent way that we can, where it will be, where different views will be looked at and discussed openly. And I'm a little concerned about the kind of tyranny of the majority I've seen at some of the LSBs. I won't go into the examples. I'm going to write something about it one of these days. But I've seen this, and I'm not happy with it, and I just think that it's much better to have two people, because then you can have alternate views, if there are any. There may not be on some parts of it, but on others there may be.
Julie, I have a point of information.
May I get on the stack?
And Julie, this is Bob.
And Wendy, please.
And Jim.
Okay, I was hoping we were coming to the close. We're reaching consensus, but let me take that again. So I heard Serene, Bob,
Jim,
and Wendy.
Meeting's over. Go home. Hi. Okay. I guess. Oh, am I on? Yeah. Thanks. This body is going to help share information, because there's no mechanism set up for the local areas to share information, and it's not much more than that. I don't know that electing two or even three people from a particular. Well, I'm sorry. One more. I don't know that electing two or even three people from any given listening area is any guarantee that someone will be there from, you know, L.A. on a particular day. I mean, stuff happens. And I don't know that sending two people is necessarily a guarantee that you'll get two different opinions. This, you know, I think we just need to keep it simple and move.
Okay, Bob?
Yeah, I'm really concerned about what happened last year with, the five people that having difficulty reaching quorum. And now, granted, this approach, as I said earlier, is more likely to get people who have the time. But, you know, things happen in everyone's life where an emergency comes up and you can't be there. So the problem with getting a quorum among a larger group, I think, you know, it just multiplies the obstacles to achieving, you know, to moving forward. However, I do think Richard raised one point that's valid, which is what happens when one of the five people can't be there. And so I would propose an amendment that would say the runner-up from each signal area shall serve as an alternate to serve in to serve in the absence of the elected member. So,
Point of order, you're out of order. We have an amendment on there. We have to decide it first.
Oh. Julie? What do you rule?
I know that in the past we've entertained multiple amendments at one time. So I would go ahead and allow it.
Well, is this amending the amendment? Because that's what we're discussing right now.
Yeah, I guess
amending the main motion.
Sorry, I should have framed it as a substitute for the amendment.
For the amendment?
Yeah.
Okay.
So again, it reads, the runner-up from each signal area shall serve as an alternate to serve in the absence the wording was not very clear, to represent the signal area in the absence of the elected member. That's my amendment.
Okay, what I have is the runner-up from each signal area shall serve in absence of...
Shall serve as an alternate to represent the signal area in the absence of the elected member. So if the elected person says, I'm sick, I can't be there, I can't be on the phone tonight, then the runner-up would have the full... responsibility and authority to represent the group in the national.
Okay, I have it as the runner-up from each signal area shall serve as an alternate to represent the signal area in the absence of the elected representative.
Exactly.
Is that it, Bob?
I'm done.
Okay, Jim?
That answers the question I asked, because I was concerned about there being too many people trying to coordinate that kind of function and creating more confusion. So in this case, I think it works well, since that committee is not... The thing for us to understand is that the majority of this work is going to be done in those local areas, and that this particular group is going to coordinate that work. Make recommendations to the PNB from those committees, and they have to commit to doing that. And if people want to go off on a variety of different kinds of political tangents, we can spot that, and we would be able to sort of curb that.
Okay, Wendy.
Okay, the title of this thing is the Inclusion Working Group.
Right.
To me, working group is, it's a working group. It's not a committee. They don't have to meet a quorum requirement. We have a lot of problems when we create all these subcommittees of the already incredible number of committees that people have to be on, and then working groups of the subcommittees. So we sometimes do have, or often do have, a lot of people that aren't able to meet all those subcommitments. But this is a working group, and so if we say that 10 people, two from each station, can be on it, then that doesn't mean that they have to meet the quorum requirement. It just means that they're all included should they want to do it. And, I'm assuming that people that really care about this will want to be on this call. It's important. So, I appreciate Bob recently offering all these runner-up motions, but I really don't see that they're realistic. Because if you have somebody who's a runner-up, so then they can join something sometime, they're not going to have been on all the calls preceding it and paying attention to what's going on the committee. That, to me, is just like, hey, if I can't be there, you go vote the way I would. I'll just tell you what happened during all that time. And it's maybe better than nothing, but it's not honest representation. We're not going to expect all these people elected as alternates to have done the same work that the people who are part of any kind of committee or working group or subcommittee or anything. So in all that, the thing that I'm concerned about in this motion is I already told you, I proposed this on the PNB, is these people need to talk to each other because there's confusion at the stations. and they need to coordinate their efforts. I think it's really important. But this motion says that that they're going to meet in order to coordinate about or communicate about and coordinate their work. And then here's the part that I'm wondering about, and to prepare and offer policy recommendations to the PNB. So I kind of have a question about that. So the five stations spend all these hours in meetings. They elect, you know, their favorite person to this national working group, and that person then is part of five who decide what all of them are going to send to the PNB. I don't think that's appropriate. All these committees are doing the hard work at their stations. I like the part about communicating about what they're doing, coordinating their work. But this national body is then going to tell the PNB what it is that all those different people have come up with, and it's only going to be five people. I don't think so. That's what I mean. You know, besides the fact that it is a ton of work, this is the hardest job in the whole organization, is to figure out how to deal with these issues. And they need some help. They need some help, and it's not going to, it can't be just, I think I'm go back to no alternates, make it 10, and if the people don't show up, the committee can still meet, and I also want it streamed.
Okay. Thanks, Wendy.
Okay.
I would like to move now to actually voting on all that's before us. We have a substitute amendment on the floor, an amendment, and then the main motion. So if there's no objections, I'd like to end discussion now and move to a vote.
Is there any objection to adding that they would be nationally streamed meetings?
Okay, hearing none.
Actually, I do have an objection to ending debate.
Okay, what about to Wendy's first?
I have no objection to that. I think it's transparency is always good.
Okay, if there's no objection, can we add that into the main motion, I guess? And, Richard, do you have an objection to ending debate?
But I just want to make a brief comment before we vote, because if that's okay, maybe some other people do too, but
Brief 1 minute. Go for it.
Less than a minute. The fact that all along during the discussion in the early part, everybody's talking about coordinating. But then when you get down to read the motion, as Wendy said, it talks about making recommendations. That's politics, folks. And there are going to be different points of view regarding those recommendations. And I think we need to have a balance from each station. That's why we have STV, and that's why we have, you know, not one person on each of these committees either. So I think that it just makes sense within the Pacifica model and what we're trying to do to have two people from each station.
Okay.
If we're going to be making recommendations, that's different than coordinating. Much
Thanks
different.
Thanks for keeping it brief. If there's no objections to ending debate, I'd like to move in that direction. Okay, hearing none, then let's first vote on the substitute to the amendment, which is Bob's. Bob, would you like to read that?
Bob?
Sure.
Okay. I have the runner-up signal area shall serve as an alternate to represent the signal area in the absence of the elected representative.
Okay,
that's
are there any
added
objections
to the main motion? Is that what you're saying?
That's the amendment, the substitute.
It's a substitute to the amendment. There's an amendment to make it a total of 10 and two from each area. What
okay.
we're voting on now is a substitute amendment which would replace that amendment.
I understand.
If it passes. Okay?
Okay.
Are we ready?
Are there any objections?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. Grace Aaron.
No.
Lydia Brazon. Jim Brown.
Yes.
AC Bird. A.C. Bird, Kate Campbell, Mark Hernandez, Bob Lederer?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, no. Rosalinda Palacios?
Yes.
Richard Phelps?
No.
George Ryder, Serene Roberts, Julia Rodriguez?
Yes.
Wendy Schroll?
No.
Serene says yes.
Deb Shafto? Okay, Roberts? Yes.
Serene says yes.
A.C. Byrd?
I think A.C.
Was here, not here now. Is there anyone on the on here who hasn't voted yet? Okay, 1, 2, 3, 5, 4, 4 against.
So it's a tie?
No, it's 5-4 against.
5-4.
So interesting.
Passes.
Okay. So now that just becomes, now do we have to vote on that as the main amendment?
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Part of the main
amendment. Tell them I'm coming right down.